B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's the noontime hour on a Thursday, and it's a Twisted Tea Thursday on Zolak and Bertrand with Chase Winovich. Twisted Tea is more than just the original hard iced tea. It's a whole new attitude. Grab some Twisted Tea and tailgate like a pro every game. Twisted Tea. Keep it twisted. Enjoy responsibly. With us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline is Chase Winovich. Hi, Chase.
Hi, happy Twisted Tea Thursday, everyone. It's great to be here.
Do you like Phil Collins?
Love Phil Collins.
What type of music do you really like? Because like we can normally, as this thing advances, bring you in with some of your stuff.
Yeah. I really listen to everything. I try to keep my music taste really eclectic. What's interesting about the NFL is that it seems like sometimes it's just such a job in a way that before games, like a lot of guys might not even listen to pump up music. It's just, it's really, whatever you want, whatever you're feeling that day, whether it's Little Peep, who's one of the best artists of all time, probably if you're into that kind of depressed music, or if it's the classics. It's all over the place.
So are you one of those guys that wears headphones in your early part of the day workouts when on game day? You know, you see guys wearing headphones out there. Are you one of those guys?
Yeah. So I try to switch it up. Most of the time I definitely wear headphones just because, you know, I like to listen to what I like to listen to and not let somebody else dictate, you know, the audio that is the audio waves, if that makes sense. But really recently I've been trying to get into actually just listening to the ambiance of the crowd itself and I guess there's no crowd, but just the feel of the stadium and really try to live in the moment.
Okay. It's very zen. Yeah. I like that.
You brought that
up. Zen. I'm getting into that for sure.
You brought that ambient noise up. Do you hear that on the sideline at all?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's the noontime hour on a Thursday, and it's a Twisted Tea Thursday on Zolak and Bertrand with Chase Winovich. Twisted Tea is more than just the original hard iced tea. It's a whole new attitude. Grab some Twisted Tea and tailgate like a pro every game. Twisted Tea. Keep it twisted. Enjoy responsibly. With us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline is Chase Winovich. Hi, Chase.
Hi, happy Twisted Tea Thursday, everyone. It's great to be here.
Do you like Phil Collins?
Love Phil Collins.
What type of music do you really like? Because like we can normally, as this thing advances, bring you in with some of your stuff.
I really listen to everything. I try to keep my music taste really eclectic. What's interesting about the NFL is that it seems like sometimes it's just such a job in a way that before games, like a lot of guys might not even listen to pump up music. It's just, it's really, whatever you want, whatever you're feeling that day, whether it's Little Peep, who's one of the best artists of all time, probably if you're into that kind of depressed music, or if it's the classics, it's all over the place.
So are you one of those guys that wears headphones in your early part of the day workouts when on game day? You know, you see guys wearing headphones out there. Are you one of those guys?
Yeah, so I try to switch it up. Most of the time, I definitely wear headphones just because, you know, I like to listen to what I like to listen to and not let somebody else dictate, you know, the audio that is the audio waves, if that makes sense. But really recently, I've been trying to get into actually just listening to the ambiance of the crowd itself. And well, I guess there's no crowd, but just the feel of the stadium and really try to live in the moment.
Okay. It's very zen. Yeah. I like that.
You brought that up.
Zen. I'm getting into that for sure.
You brought that ambient noise up. Do you hear that on the sideline at all in Gillette Stadium?
You're talking like the noise is being pumped in.
They're trying to pump in crowd.
It's definitely a lot more quiet in New England than it was in other places, like Seattle and the Chiefs. I mean, I know obviously the Chiefs had some fans, but it seemed like even before the game, they were definitely like they were controlling the decibels. I'm not sure how it works just in terms of the actual like amount of noise. But, I had the idea. I didn't suggest this, but I said, OK, well, there's no, you know, I think they mandate like, OK, if one team's on offense, another team's on defense, you can't just crank the decibels up really loud when your team's on defense. And, you know, when your team's on offense, make it really quiet. But I don't think there's any rule for what exactly gets played. If it's just the decibel level, you could probably take advantage of that and play some crazy stuff.
Let's get to the Twisted Tea question of the week from Mike M. in Londonderry, New Hampshire. And it's related to everything that's been going on this week. He says, how does a player coming down with COVID-19 affect your game planning, and how do you guys adjust on the fly?
So obviously I take it our team comes down with COVID-19, not the other team, because that obviously has different implications. But yeah, it's definitely an adjustment. I mean, it's a crazy year, first off. I mean, aliens basically, they came out and said they're basically real. And no one even bats an eye.
I agree.
Put that in perspective. They just found a freaking dragon in Canada, a pterodactyl. So along that note, it's just anything's, you know, up in the air. Every week is a new situation and new problems to kind of adapt on the fly. And that's just what it's going to be for the rest of the year, I think. And the team at the end of the day that can kind of adapt to those challenges and rise to those occasions, or as some people say, fall to that level of preparation, is going to come out on top. And I personally feel we have a very strong foundation, and we have a great strategy for how to attack this thing and how to make the most of it. And I know the guys are working hard, getting out in their individual respective patches of grass that they have them and trying to make sure they're staying in shape. You come for this weekend coming up, we got a big game against Denver. And until we hear from the league that the game's not going on, we got to prepare.
I must have missed the aliens real story when it came out earlier this year. Are you referring to the UFO footage that was released, Chase?
No.
So, no, I was referring to the fact that, what's his face? The guy on Joe Rogan, Bob Lazar. So he came out.
Oh, yeah. He worked at Area 51.
The Area 51 guy.
Yeah, the Area 51. Yeah. He basically said aliens are real. And, you know, he backwards engineered like all these things and made all these crazy accusations. And for years, they just basically said this guy was lying. And recently they came out and said he was telling the truth and everything he said was actually happened. And so, and the fact that it, you know, they had this huge reversal and the government came out and said this and nobody even talked about it was just kind of crazy and just a testament to how insane this year is.
Yeah. You and I are from Pittsburgh. I told you, man, if you want to get weird sometime together, like, I'm for it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I
don't. Go up New Hampshire or something.
Weird times, man.
How weird was Monday, Chase? You guys get up at 6 a.m., you slept at the team hotel, you bus, and you have to play a game the same day you fly in and fly out. How weird was that day for you?
It was really weird, but like I said, we're so fluid in the sense that whatever is being thrown our way, we're just going to take it and try to make the best of it. I mean, it just is what it is, and my whole attitude is trying not to complain or trying to make – I don't know, things more difficult for myself and those around me than they actually already are. And so I just try to show up and do my job. And when I get an opportunity to play, like it's football for me. I love the game. I love being out there with my teammates. I love trying to work on different things throughout the week and try to better myself every chance I get. And ultimately hitting people and hitting Patty Mahomes is a blast. So just the opportunity to go out and do that, whatever I have to do. If I got to wake up at 4:30 in the morning, then we're going to do it. But it was definitely weird. And I was joking with the guys. I said, what if we come out and we just look amazing and we have our best game of all time? Like, we're going to have to travel the same day of the game from now on.
It was close.
And I don't think they liked it, but I mean, we played pretty well. I think overall we could obviously do much better moving forward. But
so are you concerned about the spread of COVID-19 within the team? And which plane were you on Monday? Were you a Boston guy or a Providence guy?
I was a Boston guy. I mean, obviously, any guy that's on the team, the whole COVID situation is just a big gamble in terms of, it's just like roulette. You don't really know what your symptoms are going to be. I understand the whole premise behind most guys are going to be fine. But A, your families are at risk, and B, it just, like I said, you know, not everybody handles the virus in the same way, and how your body reacts is really kind of a crapshoot. So I'm just trying to stay safe and play football. And obviously, like I said, it's a complicated situation, but I'm doing the best I can, and that's all there is to that.
Yeah, you got your ass kicked in fifth grade on a spelling bee. What word did you screw up? And why do you regret you screwed that word up? And
I know that's backtrack. We got to get the facts straight. Come on. It was a geography bee.
Not a spelling.
Okay.
Geography. Yeah.
It was a geography bee. And, I was a long shot. Nobody gave me a chance. You know, they said this jock's coming in here. What's he know about geography? But I was just mopping the floor of them and took it all the way to the championship. And unfortunately, Natalie Adams, took me down. She was in the gifted program, a very formidable opponent. She gave it her best, I took the L. But you know, I said the only way, just like Coach Harbaugh says, to get that bad taste out of your mouth is to go out and get a win. And I did that. I followed it up with setting both the pacer and the 50-yard dash record. I don't want to brag, don't want to toot your own horn, as they say, but you know, I held those elementary school records. Took it down, so.
You got that. It's like going and playing little brother, right? You got to put him in a place sometimes, right?
You keep trying to get me to say this, man.
Well, Hardy, our guy Hardy here went to Michigan State, and he's got a real tough time at Michigan.
What? So I thought we buried this last week, and I thought Chase.
Like I said, they're family.
Okay,
they're not. I've moved on. You know, I try not to refer to them as little brother because I think at the end of the day, like, this is just a reminder. I've always wanted a little brother, and just being at Michigan, it's in the past.
Careful.
So great.
They're that's all I was saying. My words were taken out of context a little bit, but.
Let's circle back to your dragon take here.
Yes.
Because I I've had to look this up, and this was a study in the Journal of Vertebrate Paleontology. Do you have a subscription? Do you get that monthly? And it talks about a new frozen dragon of the North Winds, they are calling it.
Jesus.
A flying reptile with a wingspan of at least 16 feet and may have grown up to having a wingspan of 33 feet. That's a big dragon.
It's crazy, right? I mean, the fact that most people probably don't even know about that existing, I mean, is absurd. And like I said, I think it's a testament to the fact that, I mean, there's so much crazy stuff going on in this world. You don't even know about the dragon that just got discovered, or the aliens, or anything else. I mean, it's just absurd.
I don't want you to go so far down the rabbit hole that you call in next week and start talking about flat Earth. You know, let's just, you know, keep it within the realm of, oh, that's interesting,
okay,
as opposed to like full blown conspiracies, because that doesn't go well.
What we want to say is, don't go.
Though, I mean, it wasn't a conspiracy. They literally found it. I mean, the aliens, that the government came out and said it was true.
Borderline claim.
Joe Rogan, podcast.
Joe Rogan. Okay, I know he's a bit of a controversy, I guess you could say, in a slight way. But besides for that, I was just pointing him out because I know he was on Joe Rogan's podcast speaking about it, and they were friends for years. And so whenever it came out, the government said that, it was just almost like, okay, yeah, like, we were right. Like, this is the truth. So,
there's stuff about that guy, Bob Lazar, right?
Yes.
The guy who claimed to work places. And people say he never worked here and he claims to have degrees. And they're like, he doesn't have degrees from here.
I know there's a bit of controversy, but I think if you look at him speak, and there's actually there's YouTube videos on this, like just breaking down his mannerisms and how he talks and just like typical traits that somebody telling a fabricated story would possess or do. And he wasn't showing those characteristics. So
just careful with the YouTube, Chase. That's what got Kyrie to start talking flat earth and Steph Curry to start talking about moon landings.
Listen, I'm not talking. It was more commentary on the fact that this year is crazy less on the commentary that aliens are definitely real. Because at the end of the day, I haven't seen any aliens. So I can't personally confirm this.
You're a big space guy, Chase? You into space a little bit?
Actually, this is funny. This is not going to help my cause, but I took Aliens 101 at Michigan, actually.
Shut up. They have that?
Yeah. It was a course I was on extraterrestrials and, well, it was just on astronomy in general, but it was just a one-credit Friday class. We learned all about, do aliens exist?
And how would you do a space bee as opposed to a geography bee if we were doing, like, planets and constellations?
I couldn't line up.
I don't know. I don't know how good I'd do. I'm not going to set.
I think you need a tour of NASA. Chase, you need to go on the tour of NASA that everyone on this show went on a few years back down in Houston.
Yeah, I started my own production company recently with some of my friends in Boston called 17 Newbury, and you never know, we might stage the next moon landing.
Here we go. I need to be on this.
The YouTube again.
You're making me very nervous with the production companies and the YouTube. I'm getting real nervous.
Are you sure you're playing in the right league? You might need to go over to the NBA.
I might need to.
All right. Okay.
All right. So as far as you know, you guys are playing a game this weekend, right?
Yeah. Like I said, it's definitely a fluid situation. We're finding stuff out as we go, but as of right now, we're playing. So I got to prepare. Like I said, we got to find whatever patches of grass we can and make sure we stay in shape, ready to rock.
When you say patches of grass, the Titans are now in trouble for having gotten together with teammates and having some unofficial practices.
To be clear, it's totally by yourself. It has nothing to do with linking up with other teammates. I'm definitely trying to stay respectful of just the community and people. I usually do some in-person things that just like massage work and stuff. That's all canceled. Nice. It's just you got to isolate and just kind of play this whole situation out.
All right, Chase. Well, assuming there's a game on Sunday, good luck. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, good stuff, man.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me on.
All right.
Go Pats.
Take it easy. Winovich. Go Pats.
Let's go Pats.
Chase Winovich on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Of course, he joins us on a Twisted Tea Thursday.
I'm so intrigued now. Finally, someone else to get weird with, man. He believes in that stuff. That's good.
Chase, he is your spirit animal.
You got to have that open.
That's your guy right there.
Another time dimension. Do people get lost in time warps?
Of course, they had a class named Aliens 101 at Michigan.
It's only one credit.
Such a trustafarian school.
Our tight end coach used to coach the football theory of coaching 101. It counted for one credit in the spring. We took that, never showed up, passed that for credit. It's awesome.
So you couldn't get away with that at Michigan.
Couldn't do that in Michigan.
You have some BS class called Aliens 101 you actually have to attend. Unless you're Ramil Robinson.
We've got calls on the board, and we want to get to them. And we've got some open lines as well if you'd like to grab one. 617-779-0985. Another day, and COVID is once again at the forefront in the NFL.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
How would important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Szolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bill, how are you feeling personally, health-wise?
Great.
And understanding there's a lot of unknowns here, as you referenced, I believe, what is just your general level of concern with the team's continued good health?
What's my level of concern with it?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Yes. How concerned are you with the teams? How concerned are you that the players and the coaches will remain healthy and continue to turn back the test results that you want?
Well, there's nothing more important than the health of the team. I mean, without a healthy team, you don't have a team.
What an epic waste of time it is listening to him sometimes. Oh, my God. Why is that so hard? I know that part I'll never get. Like, you can still say nothing.
It's kind of obvious, right?
I mean, what is? What's obvious?
You don't think he's concerned with the health of the team?
Yeah, how concerned? You know what? I'm a little bit concerned. We obviously don't like having multiple tests, but we think we've done the right things here, and we're hoping that we're not going to get any more.
In a matter of a week, I've lost my best player on offense and my best player on defense.
Why does he have to pretend like he doesn't understand the question? That's the part that I never understand. Like, it's also Mike Reese. It's not some, you know, wise-ass TV reporter that you get sometimes. I don't get that. Like, Mike Reese is, yeah, Bill, how concerned are you? Oh, Mike, you know, I'm obviously concerned because look at what we got going on. I'm concerned for the health of my players right now.
What does that mean?
No one did.
My level of concern with it?
Yes, that was the question. Yes, yes.
What does that mean?
Travel to a game.
What are you doing that to Mike Reese for?
Play and fly back.
Mike Reese
kind of always does it to Reese.
Like the most honest, straightforward, some would say pro patriot reporter, right?
Oh yeah.
He doesn't go
out
of his way to slam the team. Never. That's not his style.
He's a Patriots guy.
Always extremely respectful to everybody.
Down the middle. Good.
Like, give me a break.
Good solid reporter.
No reason to do that.
But he.
Yeah. Don't play it again. Don't even bother. What's the point of that?
Yeah, play more Winovich.
What was the first part of that? Like, you know.
What, the clip we just played?
Yeah.
Bill, how are you feeling personally, health-wise?
Great.
It's unbelievable that in a one-word answer, you could somehow sound pissed.
Great. Well, look at the, like, Cam, how
sorry
you
for asking.
Fabulous. Outstanding.
Sorry for asking. My apologies for asking. The question is, how are you doing? That's basically what that question is. How dare you ask him that? How dare you ask how he's doing?
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Next.
Maybe Reese wrote something.
How concerned are you about the health going forward of the team? What does that mean?
My level of concern with it.
Let's go to the phones.
Yeah, I'm feeling great.
Katarina in Berlin. Katarina. Take it away.
Hey, guys, just really quick, first of all, I wanted to say thank you so much for everything you've done during quarantine. This is my dad and I's favorite show.
Thank you.
So you guys have kept us sane. Thank you very much. Wanted to discuss the Patriots quarterback situation. First of all, no way Bill is going to say who's going to be QB this week, because why tell Denver the game plan? He's never going to say anything he doesn't have to say. Second of all, has to be Stidham. At least he showed he knows how many timeouts there are and that he can throw it out of bounds and not take a tackle.
Did you grow up around football?
Can he count to three is what you're saying? You know, can he make sure? Can he have a mental count in his head?
She knows her football. She knows her football.
You do this every time a female calls. You got to stop doing this.
Or something. You want Mabel to call and we ask her the name of her tight end and she has no clue? We did that one year. Super fan of the team. What's your tight end's name? What's your kicker's name? No.
You did this with the woman from Salty who called the other day, too, and we just kept going.
But she had 2 points to make. She totally went against Jim Louth. which I loved. Got to play Stidham. Like, she knew that right away.
Why is that shocking?
Like, I don't know. You have,
I don't understand what the
we have a corporate man here that thinks she should play Hoyer, and we have an afternoon host from 2 to 6 that thinks she should play Hoyer.
Yeah, Stidham's the easy answer.
It's the obvious one.
So you want to get more complicated starting the other guy.
I don't know why this is upsetting you so much. You wanted Hoyer to start over Cam Newton earlier this summer.
Thank you, Jim. Boom. Wow.
I don't think he's as good as you thought he was this summer.
I didn't say it today. He did. I wasn't being a dick today. He said it.
I don't think he's as good as he was as you thought he was this summer. I just think he's good enough to win this game.
When they were all going 7 of 19 in camp, and I had to sit here and read tweets about what the 7 on 7 was. What did I have to base that
off? You also said it before they signed Cam Newton.
I based it off.
You'd rather have Brian Hoyer than Cam Newton.
I based it off internal knowledge of knowing the system. And if you're going to run the system.
Yeah, you overvalue that the way Bill Belichick overvalues that.
I did.
Although Bill Belichick didn't overvalue it this year because he went and got Cam Newton.
Good point.
So he valued it. It's like now a secondary thing, and he valued it over Jarrett Stidham. Like, yeah, we're going to go with Hoyer.
Let's not think Stidham's not going to turn the ball over either. He had a guy wide open in the middle of the field and just underthrew it.
Yeah.
The Edelman one wasn't his fault. The one, the deep ball, that was a touchdown.
Oh, but God, it was a total touchdown.
But, like, here's what I would ask you, Jim, in response to all of this. Who do you think has a chance to get better, Stidham or Hoyer?
No question it's Stidham. No question.
Right, then.
Higher ceiling. I want to win this game Sunday. That's all I care about.
Boil it down to this Sunday. Who has a chance to be better on Sunday than they were in the game in Kansas City on Monday night? Is it Stidham or Hoyer? Who has a chance? Who do you think has a better chance of playing better?
Oh, Stidham. Who has a better chance of playing worse?
Is he not the guy you want to have as your starter? I don't
understand.
Who
has a better chance of playing worse?
Hoyer.
No. Hoyer can't play worse than he played the other night.
Oh, sure he could. Throw a couple more picks.
No, but if you do the same, then it would not be surprising to me in the least that if he went out and did the same thing on Sunday against Denver that he was doing against Kansas City. Brian Hoyer hurt himself. Let's not give all this credit to Kansas City. Brian Hoyer was his own worst enemy, not the Kansas City defense.
No, he drove the ball up and down the field, up and down the field. 3 consecutive 13-play drives. He just couldn't convert at the end. If they kick field goals on those 3 drives,
yeah,
they're good.
Do you know when those drives went to crap? When they asked him to maybe start completing some passes. That's what really happened there.
Let me change what I just said. If they kick field goals on those 3 drives Sunday against the Broncos, they're golden and they win.
Chris in Hartford on Stidham. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, this is pretty ridiculous that you would not start Stidham this weekend, especially coming off of a second half after the veteran turned into mush and mashed potatoes. So you saw the flashes in Stidham. He's going to get consistent.
I didn't say start Hoyer.
Oh, no. I'm agreeing with you.
Okay,
Stidham
after the second half.
You want to build on that, and you said you want to coach him up.
Oh, the numbers aren't right. The numbers aren't good with him, but you see the flash. You see the upside.
Oh, yeah. But see, that's the thing. You saw the flash. I saw the flash, and I also saw it in Damian Harris. And you got a guy like Maserati, who probably the only sport he ever played was bowling, and he's been doing this forever. He doesn't see the flashes, okay? If you can build on this Denver game with Stidham, at least you go into the bye. Then you got the Niners in Buffalo if Cam does not come back. And Belichick is looking for an excuse. So great job, Zoe. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Actually, Zoe, Matt's a pretty good baseball player.
Was he?
Yeah.
Where'd he play?
He played at Tufts, didn't he?
Shut the front door.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, nice. All through high school, and I think he was a pitcher in college.
You know who else was a real good baseball
player? And he was an
All-American. You know who else was a real good baseball player?
Good golfer.
Bill's assistant, Bearish, really good baseball player. Played at Northeastern.
Oh.
Tom.
What was that final comment by the caller? Bill's looking for an excuse. For what? To sit Cam and start Stidham? Is that what he was referencing there?
I don't know.
I didn't understand that.
He's looking for an excuse. He hung up.
I would assume that he means to start Stidham over Cam. I don't see that.
He would have done that already.
Yeah, that would have already happened.
He wouldn't even have done Dilt.
He wouldn't have signed Cam.
Yeah.
So if Stidham goes out and throws for 400 yards and 5 touchdowns on Sunday, is that what he's saying? Looking for an excuse?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm not the caller.
How bad the other guy play against the Raiders? I don't know.
We have a real bona fide quarterback controversy for this weekend, don't we?
Don't think we do.
The worst one.
Really don't.
The worst one you could have.
It's like pick your poison.
This is like 2008, Matt Gutierrez versus Matt Castle as Brady's backup. This is what this reminds me of.
Gutierrez. He never did anything.
He was the guy everyone wanted. Everyone wanted Gutierrez.
Well, wait, do you remember the preseason that Castle had that year?
I do. It was atrocious.
It was atrocious.
I did those post-game shows, yes. It's three hours of Gutierrez calls.
Horrified that they went with Castle.
Yeah, you got to play Gutierrez. Is that his name? Yeah, we got to get him in there.
Yeah, I'm calling him the G-Unit. Got a nickname already.
How many people butchered that name? What's his name? Yeah, got to get him in there.
Well, Sam Cassell was here at the time, too. So Cassell. People would screw up Castle's name, too.
Yeah, great. Yeah, none of this Cassell guy. Got to go with Gutierrez. He's the guy who's going to win some games here.
Because O'Connell was the draft pick. He's a surefire roster guy. Who's making it, Castle or Gutierrez?
All those guys, Kevin O'Connell, oh my God, drafted some bad quarterbacks over the years. Good thing they got that guy in the sixth round, Brady. He's playing tonight, by the way.
Oh my God.
Coming up.
Something to watch tonight.
So yes. Brady tonight, Thursday night football.
Oh.
And we'll touch on that with more of your calls.
I didn't know that.
And a little something on Halloween. Maybe a 2020 Halloween preview at 12:50.
That sounds good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Mike.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Steve is in Fall River today on the Patriots. Hi, Steve.
How are you? Ooh. What a great thing. Cam Newton goes out with a not really an injury, and we get to see what the world looks like with Bill's team that he wanted over the offseason, Jared Stidham and Brian Hoyer. And guess what? It's a 4-7 win team. And we also answered the question, was it Bill or was it Brady? That answers that question to me, because we could see that without a top-flight quarterback, you have a big drop-off. Didn't the line go up?
So does every team in the league.
I get that. I've been with you. I don't know why for 20 years we all of a sudden decided it's the coach. This is an anomaly here in New England. I agree with you.
I'm not arguing with you. But, Steve, you also have to give the guy credit, Bill Belichick, that is.
I'm not taking credit. I'm just not giving. It's 50-50. It's nowhere near 50-50. It's not 50-50. And people will tell you. People also think it's not 50-50. They think Belichick's the majority. Belichick's not the majority. I heard a lot of things about his tree being poisoned. Well, guess what? Bill Belichick is 21-20, one game over 500 with New England without Tom Brady. He's won 16 of 17 AFC titles. The one he didn't win was without Tom Brady, and he's not going to win this year. So in the last 18 seasons, he'll have won 16 AFC titles, and he will have lost two, and the two will be because he didn't have Tom Brady.
Okay, Steve. Here's what I want to focus on. You have to give Bill Belichick credit for saying, this offseason, I'm going to keep it in the here and now. I'm not going to do the history lesson today. We can't go into this year with Stidham and Hoyer. These guys can't play. I got to go get Cam Newton. I got to get this guy. I like this player. I've been eyeing this player. We gotta have Cam Newton here. And he made that determination. And Cam Newton is here because of Bill Belichick. Who do you think made that call and made that decision to not play Hoyer or Stidham? So you could say, oh, this was his plan. This is what he wanted. He wanted Stidham. Yeah, maybe he did, but he also wasn't stubborn enough to go through with it. So good for him. Smart move, bringing in Cam Newton. The right move.
Yeah. Won't repeat that.
Brandon in Boston. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Hi.
Yeah, so I think until Cam comes back, I think the no-brainer is you start Hoyer. And I really just can't understand what the craze is about Stidham. I know that, you know, Hoyer pooped his pants in critical situations where you had points.
Oh, you did see that on Monday.
Yeah. Oh, no, okay. I saw that. But all right. I was happy with the fact that he was able to move that offense, you know, with the running game down the field and put us in position.
How does a quarterback move the running game down the field?
Good handoff. Ask. Excellent handoff depth.
Yes,
you got to get out from under center quicker.
No, I'm saying him and the running game were able to move the ball downfield in double-digit play drives. So, you know, I don't believe Stidham's capable of doing that multiple times. What did he do?
Why not?
Handing the ball
off? Why can't he do it?
He did it first drive he was in.
How many times did Hoyer do it?
Hello?
Do you know that Hoyer played more in the game than Stidham did,
Hoyer played
right?
3 quarters. Stidham played one.
He played 75% of the game versus 25% of the game. There's a bit of a gap there. No-brainer. He's calling Hoyer starting a no-brainer. A no-brainer.
Well, how else are they going to run the ball unless
he takes a lot of brains to start Hoyer? Not a no-brainer.
You would say that. You would.
It takes a lot of balls, I'll tell you that. It would take, what a set you would have to
have. I feel
he's
the safe play.
Roll that guy out there and to tell your team, look, I know that for the most part, Edelman, you could take 5 on this. I know for the most part you guys played out of your minds against Kansas City and that we just couldn't pull it off because of over here. We're going to start him again anyway.
Neil Collins, the emailer, with an email for us.
Oh.
We need a sounder for Neil Collins, the emailer.
His emails are fantastic.
Something Phil Collins related would be good there, too. Good to know Chase Winovich, big Phil Collins fan. He says, Corporate Jim said that Hoyer stood a good chance to win on Sunday because the Broncos aren't a very good team. A logical enough statement when discussing most decent quarterbacks, but we are talking about Brian Hoyer. And Neil always backs his stuff up with the stats. He says, in Hoyer's last 11 starts, he has faced two teams which had a winning record at the time of kickoff. The 3-0 Chiefs on Monday and the 3-2 Packers back in 2016.
Okay.
In those last 11 games that he has started, with only two teams having a winning record going into them, he's 0-11. In his career, opponent's team record at the time they faced Brian Hoyer in his 39 career starts. He has 10 games against teams with a winning record. He's 4-6. 8 times he has faced a team with a tied record. He's 1-7. And he does have 21 games against teams with a losing record.
Okay.
And to his credit, he's 1 game over .500 at 11-10. So 10 times he's lost to the bad losing teams.
With crappy teams.
10 times he's done it. 10. Double
digits. Cleveland, Chicago, the Texans, Colts.
10 times.
Is this the best team he's quarterbacked?
Let's just say that. Let me rephrase. Let me twist. 9 of his last 11 starts have come against tied record or losing record teams. And in those 9 of 11 times, he's lost all 9. His 9 most recent starts against teams 500 or lower, he's lost all of them. He doesn't beat any teams. Never mind.
You're lucky you don't have fans.
Let me ask this question a different way.
He sucks.
Jim, were you ever in on Stidham as the quarterback of this team? Going back to the spring?
I don't know.
You don't know? You don't remember?
We have to wait and see with this guy. I wasn't going to make a stance on him either way because I don't. Who the hell knows?
And if he performed poorly, you would then say, no, I was not in on him.
No, I'm just going to say I wasn't sure.
Oh, no. But if you had something to base it off of now.
More than last preseason? Yeah.
A poor performance, you would say.
I'm not going to pump him up because of last preseason, and I'm not going to drop him because he threw a pick 6 to Jamal Adams in the regular season. Those guys don't care.
No, they really don't.
I listen to what you
said. I'm not doing this.
My only point is this, Jim.
You guys
turn your mics off. Keep singing.
Okay.
My point is this, Jim. we have some evidence now on Hoyer with this team. So why would you stick with him? Isn't the unknown better than the known in this case?
Not for 1 week. That's a COVID week that you can't practice. No. This is a one-off. This is a one-off deal for Hoyer.
He didn't practice last week. He's not going to practice this week either. There's no practice.
Yeah, exactly.
Neither quarterback is practicing.
Right.
But you have the mentality going in, I'm the starter for an entire week. That's the difference. Hoyer got thrown into the fire for 40 hours to come up with a different game plan. Stidham had no clue what's going on. He didn't even dress out. Hey, you're dressing because Cam can't play. You're dressing. Oh, crap. Okay. At least even whoever they're starting, they're going to have the advantage of knowing mentally I could get prepared to start.
Right.
I could embrace these plays. When you're thrown in, it's on the fly, man. Bleep's hitting the fan and you're just trying to survive.
You can only hope
I don't want a survival game.
Right. And if Bill doesn't want to say it out loud, I get it. But hopefully Stidham was either told or just began to understand when they were flying home, I'm going to be starting on Sunday against the Broncos.
Thank you. If Jarrett's the guy, then you're starting with Josh Sitton. Okay, tell me the plays you like. Give me the
yes.
eight.
Yes.
Give me your eight favorite third down plays.
Yes.
What play action do you like?
Oh. Which,
you know what? We do a lot of the fake misdirection play action with Cam. How do you throw that? What is your read off that? What's your first read?
And
let's start going. Let's start.
And I readily admit it could be crap too. I know what it's going to be with Hoyer. I don't need to see that again.
It's more upset. That's why you got to go Stidham here.
I don't want to watch it.
A quick flashback.
I'm not going to be selfish. I want the win.
A quick flashback for you coming up next. So you
not going to win with Hoyer. Look at me.
He wants the win.
Look at me. You're not going to win with Hoyer.
You want to hear a sound Tom just made?
Yes.
Stop it with that nonsense.
Neil Collins, the emailer. What do we got for him? Neil Collins, the
email of the day.
That sort of works.
It's not bad.
It sort of works.
I do.
Okay.
It sort of functions.
He's had it.
Flashback for Zoe and everyone.
When?
Next.
Oh,
you okay. Want to hear it.
Let's go.
Woo-hoo. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Pete. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 Sports Hub.
It is a Halloween display worthy of its own holiday special in Braintree.
But not everyone is a fan. In the last minute, Tiffany Chan shows us the homeowner dispute that had one neighbor calling the police.
This home along Liberty Street in Braintree definitely catching a lot of eyes, and how can you blame people? Look at all of this Halloween display, from the haunted trees to the ghouls and goblins. But what has one neighbor fed up are the talking pumpkins. One Braintree family turned their Liberty Street yard into Halloween Town.
Seeing the joy in my own kids is like what makes this all worth it.
From a spooky graveyard to a trio of talking pumpkins.
I don't know, what?
The house is a projector and a surround sound system for the all four speakers.
Kool-Aid. It's the noise that has the family next door a bit annoyed.
It's too loud. It upsets my husband because our bedroom is right outside their driveway.
My husband's very upset. Your father hasn't slept in 6 weeks. He hasn't had a decent meal. Karen, where you been? Not Karen.
Dad never went out at all. You don't know how I feel, Dad.
He's not Jewish, is he?
I guess the question would be, I'm reading the story from a year ago today, October 8th, 2019. Are they doing it again this year?
I hope so.
Are they back up and running?
Double down in your face. Yeah.
Yeah.
I imagine it's back up. I mean, if
the neighbor's got a set of balls, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's the great part for you.
Zoe always double down. You think Zoe's a bad neighbor? All you have to do is tell him he's a bad neighbor, and you're going to get the worst neighbor you've ever seen.
It's like that lady that bitched about the fireworks. Don't call the cops.
So here's a question we have. What's the status of Halloween, everybody?
It's on Saturday.
This Saturday.
No, it's the end of the month. Saturday. Last Saturday.
Four Saturdays from now, right?
I haven't seen anything from my town. I don't know.
Three Saturdays from now. Ours still on.
Because it absolutely should be a go.
You put mask on and you put your other mask on top of the mask. You can't be more.
Everybody's outside. What are we doing?
It's going to be chilly. You're going to have gloves on.
Let's go.
You get your candy home. You put it on the table and you spray it down like some. Let's eat. And you open the bag and you eat the stuff inside. It's all protected. You ain't taking Halloween away. You took everything away from the kids this year. You ain't taking Halloween away.
That's right. This is where you take a stand.
You take a
Halloween
stand.
Goes we're on, nowhere.
We're
on.
We do it up. We're doing it up this year because it's especially Saturday and I'm not traveling. I've actually missed the last one or two.
So this was one of my questions for you. Have you settled on a costume for yourself?
I haven't.
I know this was an item a couple of weeks ago. You were
the music right there.
Stressed. I would say you were stressed.
I'm going with the old one. You go with the one that you know it works.
Are you going to use the chainsaw without the chain?
Not going to do that.
Why?
It's a weed whacker. Without the whacker.
Oh, you use the weed whacker.
Use the weed whacker.
That doesn't instill fear.
Yeah, come
it's
on.
It's noise because it has a trigger and it's easier than the chainsaw.
Well, yeah. How about a vibra slap then? As long as you just need something that makes noise.
I might actually invite Max Lane down for the night and he could sleep over and have a good time. Because he's got the gorilla outfit. I don't like a 6'8" gorilla come flying out of your trees. Scared the hell out of them kids. Plus, it really looks like Bigfoot at night. You don't know. It doesn't even look like a grill. His mother handmade it. God rest her soul. Handmade costume.
Are you saying grill or gorilla?
Gorilla.
Oh, okay.
Weed whacker. No, he's gonna dress up like a propane.
How
tank.
Did you settle on the weed whacker?
Because
he had one.
I didn't have a chainsaw at the time.
Oh, okay.
Well, what are you guys doing, man?
There he is. But all I gotta do is say I got a 30-pack Bud Light. And we're going to play 80s music, and he'll come down for 3 days. Like, then you got to tell him to leave. Like, I can't find any more beer. I got to hide the beer.
He heads down to the basement. He sets up
He loves my basement. He goes, this is great, man. This is like old times. And I'm like, yeah, sure does. Brings back good memories. Because I love basements. Just sit there and sleep. It's like a cave. Like, time for the bear to leave. Come on. Got to go. We're leaving.
It's a bag of trash.
We're actually going to the mall
you.
As a family.
Quiet. Quiet.
Yeah. Come on. Come on, boy. Here. Cookie.
Holding a stick of beef jerky.
My God, he's going to call in. He's going to call in now.
Slim Jim.
Rucci used to come over too, and he was 6'5", and he's dressed up like a wacko.
Well, could you describe that outfit a little bit
yeah,
more?
Yeah, how do you dress like a wacko?
He had the... He'd mess up his hair.
What are you supposed to be? A wacko.
And he was good. He was good at going cross-eyed. So he'd cross his eyes and hit his head. You remember Sloth from the Goonies? Like,
Yeah.
He would do that, but he would have a ripped t-shirt and overalls on and gloves. And he just wore gloves. He looked just like some nut standing out in the yard.
So what are you guys doing, man?
And I just had these two walking around out there, and I'm like Michael Myers dressed up like the street. But I'm you got to stop by these people, Braintree Beetle, because you're a South Shore guy now, coming up on it.
Well, I just want to know if they're back up and running down there.
So we have one of the guys call in last
year. Yeah, I wanted... You know the number. Let us know what's going on down there.
My husband hasn't slept. He's upstairs, and the noise bothers him. Oh, God.
Headlines, 90 seconds. We are right back with the 1 o'clock hour. We got plenty of calls waiting and all of this. We're going to get to it right after this. No commercials.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.